Hi, this is Richard Suarez, BankUpSecurity.com. We're with Ryan Berg, the chief scientist and co-founder of Ounce Labs. Ryan, can you tell our listeners about your product and how it might be useful to the banking and finance industry?
So what Ounce Labs does is Ounce Labs produces a suite of products geared towards analyzing source code, static source code analysis. And that process is really taking apart the source code, which is the foundation of the applications that drive a lot of businesses, taking that apart and decomposing that into a set of sort of a meta language, if you will, that the announcer uses to sort of ferret out or look for security weaknesses, security flaws, whether they be web-based applications, whether they're thick client, whether they're sort of back-end storage systems, whether they're middleware components. It's really built to analyze all across the entire tier of an enterprise, looking at the source code and identifying those weaknesses or vulnerability flaws, whether it could be lack of proper configuration, could be mishandling of encryption technologies or lack of using encryption technologies, could be looking for malicious backdoors. A lot of people first think of static source code analysis sort of finding those low-hanging fruit, the SQL injections, cross-site scripting, those things that cause some code to execute on the machine, whether it's executing against the database in the case of SQL injection, or executing against the client application, things like cross-site scripting. Those are sort of low-hanging fruit that I sort of consider the table stakes for any source code analysis product. Where Ounce Labs differentiates itself is really looking at other kinds of weaknesses, whether it be encryption, covert channels, backdoors, malicious code, identifying those areas of weaknesses inside the application's code as well.
Okay. How could your product be used to aid in compliance and regulatory compliance issues?
Well, I think one of the things that's really starting to come out is, PCI is sort of on the forefront there. If you read between the lines of things like GLBA and SOX compliance, when you look at being able to sign signing your name to a financial statement to make sure that they're an accurate record of the financial health of the company, well, where are those statements being produced from? It's being produced from a bunch of middleware components, custom code that you've written. So any weaknesses or security flaws you have there can directly, impact the security or your lack of knowledge about how accurate those financial statements should be. So people don't often think about looking at their source code or looking at things that affect them from GLBA and SOX. But primarily those things are things that can have an impact on those kinds of issues. PCI, the latest version 1.1, specifically calls out in section 6 that you can do either web application firewall or static source code analysis. A lot of organizations I talk to are really sort of confused. I think PCI is great from a standard standpoint because it outlines a lot of really good best practices, but I think they've left some sort of confusion in the marketplace when they sort of lump in web application firewall and source code analysis as being two ways that you can address or be PCI compliant, because they really are complementary technologies that aren't in either or. Web application firewalls are great for some things, but don't replace the need for doing static source code analysis. So hopefully in the future, PCI will call that more. But looking at, PCI is sort of the first standard that directly references using static source code analysis as part of a compliance regulation.
What sort of reporting tools does your product offer? I mean, one of the concerns that we have is if a chief executive officer or a CIO is overwhelmed by the level of detail that can be provided, how do you handle that challenge?
Well, one of the things that we do is we provide multiple levels of reporting so you can drill down in depth. At the high level, we have basic sort of metrics and planning information that can trend high, medium, low, red, yellow, and green. Very simple, colorized way of being able to look at or measure your application security, or looking at varying applications across your enterprise. Because most enterprise organizations, they may have hundreds, if not thousands, of applications, and many times they don't even know that they have that many applications. You look at a bank. Traditionally, people think of banks sort of as brick and mortar, move money, but these are major software houses. They have huge software development teams developing all this custom software from ERP systems to trading systems and all those things. You want to look across your enterprise and say, do I want to treat my ERP system the same as my my outward facing main portal for my my trusted parties, or main portal to the internet for my regular customers? So being able to look across your enterprise and say, this application based on its profile or its risk profile in my organization, can be able to categorize that risk at a level that makes sense to be able to make business decisions. You want to take source code analysis away from looking at, you know, I have a SQL injection vulnerability on line 10 in file foo. Because, you know, an executive, that doesn't mean anything to them. I mean, hopefully they'll understand that the risk associated with SQL injection, but you really need to bubble the information of, you know, where's the risk across the enterprise? I have outward-facing web applications that the user community is, you know, the internet. So I have a broader range of risk categories, things I want to pay attention to in that application, versus something that is my internal audit and control application that's used by my internal audit team. I have a different risk profile, so I don't want to treat a SQL injection, you know, the same for those, because it's what, you know, what data they actually access. So I want to be able to prioritize my remediation efforts and my look at where do I need to make what sort of corrective actions across a broader look at the enterprise. So we provide a portfolio manager, a lot of, you know, managers, executives to look at a portfolio of applications and make business level decisions of, you know, maybe if I want to look at two outsourced vendors, maybe if I have, you know, I have two different outsourced vendors that are developing certain pieces of software, maybe I want to make a decision that says we don't want to use this outsourced vendor anymore because, you know, another axis I want to make my decision is, you know, quality but also security. So I can look at their code and say this code isn't up to our security standards, so maybe we need to switch, you know, our outsourced provider. And that's sort of an executive management level decision and not buried down the weeds that I have this vulnerability in this file, in this project, or this application. So we're sort of trying to raise that information up to allowing executives to make business decisions and also, you know, looking at security as an access to make those decisions. It could be merger and acquisitions, right? You know, if I'm a financial institution, I'm acquiring a bunch of smaller banks and they have a bunch of other internal process systems that sort of built, but one access that I want to make a decision based on, do I want to use theirs or one that I've already developed? But one access you should be making that decision on is security. It's trying to raise the information you can make secure level decisions that affect your business and raising the information out of, you know, the standard, you have this vulnerability on this file, kind of thing.
Well, your company and Fortify are probably the two best known vendors in this area. How do you differentiate your product from theirs?
I think one of the things that we sort of, that's, I guess the best way to answer this is, I believe that we started on two different aspects of the marketplace. Fortify started at the developer. You know, they built and focused on building tools to make software developers write more secure code. And we sort of took the approach, and we started off early on saying that many organizations that some of our first customers never wrote a line of code. They didn't have any developers, but they're concerned about the security of the application they're bringing in-house, whether it's outsourced vendors, whether whether it's open source code, but they're trying to be the sort of gatekeeper role. So we built a product and set of tools to help people make those kind of decisions, focused on legacy software. And we spend more time looking at legacy software components than new application development, because quite frankly, the core of our infrastructure, whether it's banking, whether it's telecom, whether it's health, this is all based on software that's already written. This isn't software that they're writing today. This is legacy applications, whether it's, you know, C and C++, Java, some .NET, but we're seeing a lot of requests for things like classic ASP, you know, VBScript and VB6 applications, or COBOL. You know, when we first started talking to organizations saying, are you interested in doing security analysis of COBOL? Well, everyone said, oh wow, I've got a lot of COBOL. So you saw this, the eyes light up saying, oh yeah, I'm really scared of that because I don't know what it's there. So, you know, a lot of the financial institutions, they're sort of built on this COBOL mainframe, back-end stuff. So our focus has always been on enterprise applications, crossing multiple tiers, looking at legacy applications, and being able to sort of raise that information up to making decisions there, do I want to accept the software? You know, I think about 3 years ago, we put out some legal language on our website that you can download. It talks about how to, you know, put into your contract for your outsource providers the ability saying that I'm going to hold you to a certain level of standard when it comes to delivering secure software. And we're going to run, you know, a source code analysis tool over that software, and we're not going to pay for software that doesn't meet a certain criteria. So we wrote, you know, that's been downloaded thousands of times, and we got a lot of good traction with that. So our focus has always been on the sort of enterprise side down. Now, eventually, we're sort of being fed back into development, because at the end of the day, the developer is responsible for fixing the issues, but we've been focusing most on enterprise and legacy applications.
Okay, well, thank you for your time today, Ryan.
Sure, no problem. Thanks.